Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us across the entire globe. Welcome into the cafe. Grab your coffee or tea. Pull up a chair. Let's hang out together. I get to hang out with all of you and Ellie today. Hey, Ellie.
Yay.
By the way, it's Star Wars Day. I've decided it's Star Wars Day. We're wearing our Star Wars shirt here. Where's Charlotte in the chat? Because she loves when I wear the Star Wars shirts. You know, I have all these different shirts. My favorite one is the red one where I've got Darth Vader, and he's reading a book, and it says How to Make a Better Death Star. And I thought, hey, you could do the exact same shirt, but on the book for the title, put something like How to Be a Better Father.
That'd be a Father's Day shirt.
Which would be perfect for Father's Day. Just wear that every Father's Day. I got to get one made up like that. That is just too cool. So we are simulcasting on radio and YouTube right now. And by the way, if you are listening to us on radio, or maybe you've dialed into the show and you're on the phone lines, you know, you can go to your pad, your phone, your computer, open a new tab in the browser, type in psychic.cafe. /live, and that'll take you right here into the YouTube live where you can get into the chat room with us. And if you're already watching us on YouTube, you can call into the radio show, 714-816-4628. Dial in, press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air. We already have a bunch of callers, so hey, I think we're going to go right to calls. Maybe do card of the day real quick, but we're going to go right into calls. Meanwhile, in the chat, I see our host, Michelle Matheny's in there, and Dan Matheny's in there, her husband, who is our moderator. He's also a new lifetime member of the guild. Elliot, it's like, yay. Oh, my God. Got all these lifetime members now. Boy, we get to all hang out here on a nice, quiet Saturday. It's kind of quiet, although we've got phone calls already. That's a good sign. During the week, I was telling Ellie in the green room that, you know, we're doing shows during the week, and a lot of people don't know that we do a show every day now, and it was really quiet. You know, we'd only get a couple of calls on the phone lines, and sometimes we were having trouble with Blog Talk, and it would just dump people, you know, and one time it dumped us, you know, like I was in the chat on YouTube, and then I switched tabs on the browser to go back to the Blog Talk studio, look at the switchboard, you know, and we were dead. We were off the air there. Everything was gone. All the callers were gone. I was like, what the heck, you know? So the other thing is we got some crank callers, and I was telling Ellie how, you know, with 14 years of being on air, I mean, I could count on one hand the number of times, I mean, actually on a couple of fingers. I mean, over 14 years, I can think of like two or three times anybody ever called in and was crass or was just trying to do a joke or something like that. Well, over the last few weeks, we've had that happen multiple times now. And, you know, I was talking with some of the other hosts and everything, and they were like, well, you know, maybe try not even, you know, with all the problems with Blog Talk, the technical problems, the drop calls, sometimes we call into Blog Talk and it won't let us dial in, the crank calls, all this stuff, you know, maybe try some of the week shows, you know, the shows during the week, try doing it without the Blog Talk. So we've been trying that lately. We got Blog Talk on today. Yeah, because I think it's important to do it, you know, on the weekend, and all the custom shows, you know, like Catherine's show and the Angelic View with Maria and Michelle's Mystic Corner and all those shows, they still have the phone lines, you know, don't worry about that. But what I'm talking about is like testing this out on the Psychic Talk daily shows that we started up the beginning of the year to be on the air every day, right? So I just took chat and questions and readings from the chat on the YouTube Live for a few days, no blog talk, and it was perfectly fine, you know. I mean, I didn't have to dial in the blog talk and Zoom and, you know, make the connection so we have the audio going from one to the other and then the Zoom going into the YouTube. Oh, my God. If you saw the technical stuff that we have to do to make this show work. So, you know, I was just like, hey, you know, let's give it a try. And it's been working out pretty good. So, you know, I think I'm only going to do the blog talk, have the phone lines. You know, the radio simulcast, I think I'm only going to do that maybe on the Saturday show. We'll see. Oh, Astrid's in there now. Hi, Astrid. Saying hi to everybody in the chat. So, Ellie, we got to catch up with you. It's been a while since I got to be on a show with you. You have a new muggle job. How's that going?
Thank you. Yeah, it's going well. It's a lot to learn, a lot to pick up, but I guess that's just part of it, and I'm really excited about it. Great team, and it also gives me this kind of sense of at the end of the day, wind down and just practice my tarot cards, and that's my special little time to myself. So, very nice routine.
But you found time to do some posts on the cafe website. By the way, folks, you can just join the website, the new website, psychic.cafe. Actually, let me put the URL up so people know what we're talking about here. There we go. If you're not seeing us, you're not seeing this. So I apologize to the people on radio, but, oh, that's another thing. When I don't have the radio, I don't have to worry about people not seeing. Everybody's on the, if they're listening, watching the show, they are on YouTube. So I know they can see me and they can see what card I'm putting up and they can see the banner I'm putting up. I don't have to like read everything off for the radio that is only hearing the audio, right? You know? So if you want, you know, if you haven't joined us yet and you're listening live somewhere, again, type in psychic.cafe/live. That's good for every day, by the way, every single day. So what I do is I swap out the URL on that custom URL. So like tomorrow around showtime, if you go psychic.cafe/live, it'll take you to the live for tomorrow, which by the way is The Angelic View with Maria G. Moss tomorrow. And it's also St. Patrick's Day, and I heard that Maria's got something special for St. Patrick's Day. So you got to tune in and find out tomorrow. But, yes, here it is. Here's the URL, psychic.cafe. I put the www just so people can tell that that's the URL. Yeah, there's no – you know, there's more than just .com and .net and .org, folks, you know. So you really don't need the www. Just open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe. And you can sign up for free. There's multiple ways. There's like all the social logins that you can use. Or you can push that big green join free button and just put in a password, a username, and an email address. And then you'll see Michelle does like a weekly read. Ellie, you know, pops things in, especially with her group. You have a group. A whole group there.
I do. There's a group called Decked Out. So if you're into checking out tons of decks, you can see I've got some friends here. Yeah, tarot, oracle, whatever you'd like. If you'd like to share photos of the decks that you own or your favorite decks to work with, you know, I do Deck of the Week. Usually a place you can find me talking about it.
Right. You just did one recent too. And here's the URL, folks, psychic.cafe/deckedout. Decked Out will take you right over there, which is the coolest name ever. And, you know, I only just noticed, I didn't know before that that was, there is so many boxes and so many decks there. I didn't realize that that was even decks because it looked like something else all mashed together there. But it's like, holy cow, you're as bad as Mary Brown. Remember my host for years and years and years on Tarot Today on Saturdays? The fabulous Ellie. You're the fabulous Ellie. But no, the fabulous Mary Brown, and she did a really great review of the third edition of the Steel Wizard Tarot like a week or so ago. And I had Pamela on as my guest co-host, you know, a Sunday ago. And she said it was she was so excited that Mary is still out there and still doing things, you know, and did that review. But this URL will take you right to that group, and you can sign up free. It'll actually, even if you go to a group, if you're not signed up on the website yet, it'll, you know, put up a little box for you to sign up. And, you know, there's also like a little link that says register. Wherever you find that on a box, that'll allow you to register too. And then you can comment on all of Ellie's posts and things. Are you doing mostly like text posts, or are you doing, I've seen pictures. Are you going to do video walkthroughs too?
I should be picking back up on those soon. Hopefully. I think it'd be fun. Or maybe even like live recaps every month where we just kind of go through and check out all the decks that I've brought up this month and
just
chat about it, you know, maybe something more interactive. I'd like to get the community going and hanging out here with us. So that's pretty fun.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and if you have a deck idea or something like that, while we're talking about it, and I have the URL up, Ellie, psychic.cafe/Ellie. So, you know, in between her popping on shows and things, you can talk to her right there on her profile, and you can suggest decks or, you know, ask questions about decks. And, you know, and it's not just tarot. It's like everything, you know. Oracle decks, tarot decks, all that kind of stuff. You can book a reading with her there if you want to do a private session. And then mine is Dax. We've made this so easy with the new website, psychic.cafe/Dax. And so you can make suggestions to me about maybe you want me to interview a particular deck author or tarot book, you know, author or something else. Now that we're Psychic Cafe, it's wide open, you know. You want to hear from crystal experts, psychic mediums, animal communicators, you know, let me know. We'll get people on the shows for you, and also to do little workshops with the guild for you. All you got to do is ask, you know, what's your favorite author, you know. You want us to have Radley Valentine back on. I mean, we've had a lot of famous people on over the years. So, you know, we can get people on. And you can book a reading with me, private session there at /Dax. Oh, by the way, I suggest though, right now when we have the sale going, if you want to get a private session with me, go to the sale page, and it's going to talk about the lifetime membership, which is really cool. You can get it for, you get $39, gets you started with the lifetime membership. It's like $39. Then next month you pay $39, you're paid up for life. I mean, I kid you not, you know, it's the greatest sale ever, and it's going to go away soon. All right. So you want to grab that. But if you scroll down a little bit on this page, psychic.cafe/sale, my readings are half off. So a full reading, I have, you know, smaller readings, but my full reading where I do your numerology chart and then we get on a live video conference and we do a reading and everything, life coaching, you know, maybe you want business coaching for your tarot business or psychic advisor business, you know, that's what I specialize in. And it's normally $99.99, but right now it's 50% off. So $50 off, $49.99. There you go. Awesome songs. All righty. So I'm going to click off that. It's weird energy today. Weird energy. I don't know. Are you guys feeling that? Tell me in chat. Elisa's in there. Jasmine's in there. Charlotte's made it in. Hey, Charlotte. Charlotte's going to possibly be on a show finally, Ellie, next week.
Yay! Awesome, Charlotte.
So the plan is Michelle and I are going to be on a show on Wednesday, and Charlotte's going to join us.
Wonderful. I will tune in, and I will cheer you all on. You're going to do great.
Yay! Can't wait. Can't wait. Let's see. Oh, as long as we're in the chat, let me just mention everybody. I know Dan and Charlotte and, you know, all our moderators are going to take care of this. But if you're in chat and you want to ask a question about oracle cards or numerology or tarot, maybe you want to know more about the guild, becoming a host on Psychic Talk. Yeah. Membership in the guild, certification. Setting up your business on Psychic Cafe. Did you know you could do that and get your own custom URL like the ones we were just showing you? Yeah, we'll do custom pages for you. We can do so much. You get your own blog, your own profile. You can post, let's see, events, blog posts, articles. You can do, you know, videos, pictures. You can set up your own group like Ellie did for Dex. You could set one up for, I don't know, what are you into, runes? Or that's Pamela. Pamela did a runes one. But, you know, just to throw out an example, you know, I mean, maybe someone's going to, you know, I was wanting to start a numerology one, but I haven't yet. You know, go for it. You know, start a numerology group. Start talking about numbers. Yeah, you get all of that, you know, and you can also ask questions about building your business and stuff like that. Or you could just, you know, maybe have life questions, you know. If you just want us to pull a card for you, just let us know. Maybe Ellie will pull something cool from one of her Oracle decks, and I could pull like a tarot card. Just put in there, hey, guys, please pull a card for me. But if you have a specific question, and that, those are the ones I like the best. So if you have a specific question, just type it in. Now, there's no list to get on, nothing like that. You don't have to ask, can I ask a question? Just ask it. Just type it in the chat. Here's my question, and we'll pull cards on it, you know, and try to keep it to like a couple of lines, you know. Don't write an entire book because we have to read all that text. Try to be concise, one or two lines there. I see size coming in now too. We'll get back to chat in a little bit. We're also going to get over here to the phone lines. Let me give out that number again, 714-816-4628. Press one on your dial pad so we know you want to be live on air with us. 714-816-4628. So it's Saturday, March 16th, 2024. 16 obviously reduces to 7. We call that reduction in numerology. You keep adding numbers together to get it down to a single digit. So any compound number like 249 or 3342, or it doesn't matter. You just keep adding them together to get a single digit. So it's the 7 energy of the seeker, but the entire date, March 16, 2024, what is, well, third month, plus we just said 16 is the 7 energy. That's 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. And then 1 plus the world year number of 8, that's 9. So it's another 9-day. This is the end of a cycle. Tomorrow is the beginning of a cycle. Maybe I'll talk about that on the Angelic View with Maria, because I think I'm going to guest co-host tomorrow. What is it that you can let go of that's no longer serving you? It could be a bad habit. It could be a toxic relationship, you know, any relationship that's no longer serving you, any beliefs that are no longer serving you, belief systems, anything like that. And any emotional baggage from the past, anything that's holding you back from, you know, creating abundance in any of the areas of your life, whether it's interpersonal relationships, romantic relationships, job, career, business, home life, you know, what's holding you back there? And then I was cutting the deck, and I got the Heart of the Matter card. I got the Queen of Pentacles. Yes, I love when this card comes up. It is the mom card. This is what my mom looked like when I was young. Yeah. So that's why I call it the mom card. Also, it looks like she's holding that pentacle like a infant, and she's all loving and caring, looking down at it there, you know. And so it's pentacles. So, you know, are we being practical, you know? What or who are you nurturing? Sometimes this card shows up to say, take a no-nonsense, common-sense, practical approach to things. And because it's pentacles, you know, are you nurturing your resources? Are you investing, setting up long-term, you know, security? Sometimes it means before you make an important decision, check in with your values. I think what else? Is there safety and security issues or concerns? You know, with family maybe, and, you know, are you taking care of all of that? The card of the day, I got the Wheel of Fortune. Are you feeling lucky? Yeah, yeah. Fortune turning in your favor. That's right. And, you know, sometimes it comes up when we're seeking change or to indicate there's, you know, going to be change because fortune's turning in your favor. You know, run out to the, my mind is blanked. What was I going to say? Run out to the casino, buy that lottery ticket. Yeah. Sometimes it shows up saying that you're going to be given a second chance on something. It's, you know, it's just a really good positive, go for it kind of card. It's a big fat yes when it comes up. It's a very interesting card too. Look what's going on in there. You've got this wheel and it's got letters on it. It's got English, you know, what do they call that? Can't remember what they call the frickin' letters. And then it's got Hebrew letters as well on there. And you got the figures around the wheel. And those are all from Egyptian mythologies, right? And then you got the four cardinal signs in each corner, the four directions, the four cardinal angels. I mean, they mean a lot of different things. But the Wheel of Fortune is turning. This Wheel of Fortune is talking about cycles. That's really what it is. And you see the wheel within the wheel within the wheel. It cycles within cycles within cycles within cycles is what's going on. That's what it's really talking about. See, there's monthly cycles like the lunar cycle. You know, there's annual cycles like the solar cycle, like us orbiting the star, right? There's cycles. Speaking of stars, there's cycles with the stars, you know, and if you're into astrology, you know, it's all about that for you, right? And heavenly bodies, there's cycles with the heavenly bodies, and sometimes they appear to be going backwards in the sky, so they're retrograde, like when we have Mercury retrograde, that's what that means. All kinds of, you know, there's menstrual cycles, there's like, you know, all kinds of cycles, right? And what I really call the lesson of the Wheel of Fortune is learning to ride the cycles. To be, first of all, you have to be aware of what the cycles are. There's the personal year cycle. There's the world year cycle. You know, we're in a world year of eight, but you personally have your own personal year that you're in somewhere, you know, one to nine. And by knowing all these cycles, it empowers us. The other thing is the majority of us are like these figures. We are out here on the edge. What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down. And we're riding these cycles. The secret, though, is to find your way to the center because then you're in the eye of the storm. That's what they mean by being centered. Everything then is, you know, the cycles are still happening. You can't stop the cycles, but you can change your perspective on the cycles. And, you know, figuratively or literally, moving to the eye of the storm where everything is still happening and, you know, what's going up is coming down and the cycles are going, but you're protected. You're like in your bubble, right? So that's the lesson of the Wheel of Fortune. And what was I going to say? That's the other part of the lesson is, you know, if things look like they're going up, don't forget they're going to come back down again. If things look like they're coming, you know, they've gone down, it's going to come back up again, right? So anyway, that's what I got, Ellie. Oh, did you pick any cards?
I did. I pulled a draw card and an oracle card, and this one's one of my newer decks that I've acquired. It's the Angel Number Messages deck. So first and foremost, the number we got for today is 444, protection. So if there is anything on your mind right now that is kind of the risk versus the reward, what is going on, what should I do? The tarot card that came out matching that card today is the Seven of Swords. And I know it's a little hard to see here, but I'm holding up the deck from the Ethereal Visions Moon Edition. And this card itself, if you can see the figure, that figure doesn't look as mischievous as a couple of the other decks. This figure here is more like kind of happy with himself, like, all right, okay, I did it. I pulled off the plan. I pulled off the heist. So the Seven of Swords, I know, tends to be looked at as a card of like trickery or mischievousness, kind of like getting things manipulatively. But in this deck, the feeling I get from this character, again, this figure here, is more of kind of looking back and saying, okay, it worked. What next? You know, kind of the next step of my plan. So it's about tactics. It's about kind of taking a look at what is working, what isn't working, and then, again, knowing that you're protected. If something doesn't feel like it's working, you're being guided to try something different. If something does feel like it's working, you're being guided to take those next steps. The ones that your gut is telling you, hey, the time is right. All right, let's go for it. So kind of interesting how that energy together just really feels like encouragement. If any of you out there are resonating with this kind of message, it's really about just kind of evaluating where you're at and knowing that you have that protection to say, hey, I'm going to move forward or I'm going to step back, just kind of depending on where you're at right now in your journey, but protected.
By the way, everybody, look at Ellie's shelf back there. Oh, my God. She is all decked out. Literally. Wow. Wow. Oh, gosh. A lot of chat going on in the chat room. Jasmine asked a question. I got to scroll back. And what I do is I scroll back and I look for the questions in the order that they came into the chat. And it's in the order that they came into my chat, not your chat. They might be in a slightly different order because, you know, they're all going in the system and how the system sends them out, they may or may not reach your display in the same order as they reach my display. You know, that's my technical explanation of that, Ellie. So, yeah, I take them in the order that they come in. You only have to put it in once, the question, okay? And by the way, real quick, I do want to mention it gets busy on the weekend shows like tomorrow and today with the callers and the questions in the chat. So, we may not get to your call. We may not get to your question in chat, but there's a way to be assured that you're going to get your question answered. And actually, what we'll do is we will take your call first, no waiting. And that's grab us a cup of coffee. You go over to psychic.cafe/coffee page, which is actually our tip jar. Yep. And there's buttons on there. You can send in $10. You can do a donation of $15, $20, whatever you want. Psychic.cafe/coffee is where you go. And then let us know in the chat here, if you're doing this during the live show, let us know in the chat on the YouTube live. Remember that psychic.cafe/live. And then go to psychic.cafe/coffee, send in a cup of coffee, and then go over and let us know you did that. We will go right to your call, no waiting, no matter where you are in the caller queue. And then also in the chat, we will go right to your question. Even if you're like 15 questions deep on the chat, we'll go right to yours. And we'll stop whatever we're doing. And on top of that, we'll spend more time with you. That's right. So that's the secret way you do it. And it's we start that at the beginning of the year. You know, we had the coffee page for a while so people could send in some love, you know, if they're enjoying the shows, they like being here every day, they like hanging out, they're learning something because we're always doing teaching moments during these shows. Maybe they got a good reading, you know, and they want to tip us, you know, send us a little love. But we decided at the beginning of the year, hey, we can also give them some perks, you know? And by the way, this also works for the next show. So in other words, like tomorrow's show with Maria Moss, her, The Angelic View, it's probably going to be busy because it's a Sunday. So what you do is, you know, right now or after the show, go over to psychic.cafe, psychic.cafe/coffee and buy a cup of coffee and then message me on the website at psychic.cafe. Go to my page /Dax. Message me, say, hey, Dax, I just bought you guys a cup of coffee. Here's my area code or my phone number. Here's my first name. And I will call in on Maria's show tomorrow. And so we'll start the show. We'll look for your call. We'll go right to your call. We'll stop. We won't do the card of the day. We won't do anything. We will go right to your call and we'll spend more time with you. And you can ask more than one thing. Now, we ask you not to like ask two or three separate questions, but like if you ask something about a particular thing, you know, let's say it's something doing to do with your career and you have like an adjunct question that comes up with that, you know, we'll even let you do that, which we don't do. It's one question to person, one question per person. I actually saw Dan say that it recently in the chat right here, because I guess somebody put in multiple questions. So yeah, it's one question per customer, folks, but go over to psychic.cafe/coffee, grab us a cup of coffee, and we're going to spend more time with you. Yeah. I usually spend about double the time, Ellie. And Jasmine said, I did send a cup of coffee. Oh, you did. Oh, wow. I didn't get that. Usually I have this up, Ellie, where I can see if like tips come in so that we go ahead and take, you know, theirs first. And I mistakenly did not have that working. So we could pop that in there and, oh yeah, here we go. We did get a cup of coffee from Jasmine. That's nice. So Jasmine, what was your question? We'll go right to yours. And let's scroll back here. Let me see if I can find Jasmine's. Okay. I don't want to write a paragraph, but I just lost my mom and she wanted me to settle down and have kids. So this is something my mom wanted for me and hoping maybe you can let me know if there's any luck. So does that make sense, Ellie?
Yeah, but a follow-up question. I'm curious. Jasmine, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about your mom's desire for you to, you know, start a family, get married, and all that kind of stuff? Like, is this kind of a question about what you're feeling versus what you want to honor her wish? Or is this something that you just kind of want to get an idea of the energy around the situation?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of obvious too. I mean, we really shouldn't be doing what people want it for us, but that's a common thing. You know, parents want that for their kids, you know, but that doesn't mean that's your life, right? I mean, let's see what Jasmine's saying at the bottom here, but, you know, some people, it's not that it's literally not in the cards for them. I mean, if you want to have kids, you could do it. You can adopt. I mean, you know, there's no magic. It's not whether it's in the cards or not in the cards. That's all BS, folks. We create our own future. And you can create that future if that's the future you want to create. But, hey, for some people, having kids is not their agenda. You know, they have something. Some people don't even want to have, like, attached relationships. They want to have casual relationships. And that's fine, too. Some people don't want to have romantic relationships at all, right? So let's see what Jasmine's saying down here. Right above that comment is my question. Blah, blah, blah. I'm 29, a Libra. But she says, do you want? Okay, I'm getting confused what she's trying to say. I think she's saying, and I also do want to settle down. I'm just hoping maybe there is a looking the love department for me. I think she's saying, you know, wants us to look in the love department and see if, you know.
Okay. So kind of like an energetic check-in to see, you know, if this is something that might be in the books in the near future.
I do want to have kids and settle down, but just never had any luck in love. Well, okay. You also are really young. You're only 29. You know, people start families a lot later. You know, in the old days, it was like a lot younger, but nowadays it's some people start a whole career and get everything going. Then they have the kids much later and they stop to do that. And then like a year or two later, they start a whole new career. You know, it's really cool. I think it's cool myself. What else does she say? She just wants to ask, you know, she does want that, but is there any, I was trying to do is make sure that she got better before I did so. Then, okay, so she was taking care of mom. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm just using audio type. Yeah, that happens. Yeah. Voice to text, you know, doesn't always work all that great, but we got the idea, Jasmine. We got the idea. So what did you get?
I haven't pulled yet. I wanted to make sure I was getting the question correctly. So I'll let you go first,
and then, you know, maybe I'll go a different angle. I don't know. So let's see here.
Sorry. I was on the big screen not knowing that I was being recorded.
And I'm looking at my cards, and it just dawned on me, oh, shoot, dead air. I forgot about the radio people, because remember the last few shows, I've not had the radio simulcast. So I wasn't worrying about them, because everybody here in YouTube is seeing me, right? So they're seeing me. You know, I might not be saying anything, but they see me going, okay, what's going on in the cards here, you know? And so at least they know I'm still on air, you know? So sorry about that, guys.
Hi, radio,
you know, for the dead air.
Sorry. And then I shuffle so furiously. I put myself on mute on instinct just in case. I don't want anybody to hear my...
No, we like that. It's part of the drama. We're supposed to hear you shuffle.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll leave it on mute next time. So, Jasmine, the cards that I pulled for you, I just kind of asked, you know, give me a story. What does Jasmine need to know as far as prospects for romance in the future that will lead her to her desired path of, you know, attaining the marriage, the family, all that beautiful stuff that you want for yourself. So first and foremost, we got the Eight of Cups. Now, when the Eight of Cups appears in a reading, it's usually because we're looking at something and we're trying to figure out, does it not work for me? Is this something I truly want? Is this something that I need to move away from? Now, it's not necessarily that you need to move away from this idea of a family and marriage, all that kind of stuff right now. At this time, especially since you're so young at 29, it's almost saying like, if you don't feel like this is like the path for you at this particular time, then it's okay to kind of step aside from it for right now. It doesn't mean you have to abandon it completely. Again, it's just something that's not working for you at this moment. So if there's something that's telling you like, you know, put a little pause in it, it's okay. Things are going to come in divine timing. The Eight of Cups is usually that card that kind of indicates that it's okay to take a pause. The reason I say this is because the next card I got for you was the Emperor. Now, in the context of this reading, and I'll show you the next card as well, but in the context of what it is right now, it also feels like a sense of establishment. So I kind of feel like this is your kind of nudge, your gentle nudge, to establish the life that you want, to kind of give you that foundation, right? The Emperor is all about that power, that foundation, that structure, and to really just kind of set yourself up the way you would feel comfortable, you know, bringing in a partner who is going to be stable as you, you know, and just kind of give you that foundation for both of you to pair up and to really build that platform for you to build your home in, to build your family in, and just really be in your power as well as your partner being in their power. So that way you have a very beautiful foundation for a family. Now, the third card, which is a really beautiful card I got for you, was the Page of Cups. So I almost feel like in the context of the reading, this is all kind of saying this is going to flow naturally in divine time. Now, the cups is all about emotion. So, of course, it's something that we're driven to do because in our heart, it's what we're being called to do. And with that Page of Cups, that's also kind of feeling like it's a time for discovery. It's a time for creativity and growth. That page is fresh, new energy. So this may even be a point in which after you've gotten all set up with your emperor energy and you're in your power and you've got your foundation all ready to go, that Page of Cups will be that moment of discovery of knowing that there's somebody who comes into your life, maybe with a message, maybe with, you know, a meet cute or something, maybe even somebody you might already be aware of that you kind of have in mind, or a person or archetype that you have in mind. And that'll be that person that comes in and just kind of brings you this beautiful energy of that page of discovery of saying, hey, this is the person I would love to settle down with. Or maybe even that blossoming of a new relationship. So yeah, that's kind of what I got from the cards. And it's very interesting that we've got water and fire. So it's almost that kind of opposition energy going on. But you have the two ruling cups energy. So I feel like there's just going to be a lot of happiness. And especially with that, you know, structure of the Emperor, it's really about setting yourself up for success in the future and trusting that you'll know when it's time. And it happens again in divine timing. So it can happen. It will happen. You just got to keep that, you know, in your heart and in your mind.
Awesome sauce. Yep. I'm getting the same thing. You know, I can't add a whole lot to that. In fact, I did my typical yes, no, I'm getting all yes, no's, you know, I mean, sorry, I'm getting all yeses in my yes, no spread. Sorry, I mis said that. Okay. And three of them are major arcana cards. So big happenings, Jasmine, big happenings. The Ace of Pentacles is the last card. And so this is a new opportunity coming in. Now, this is the interesting thing though. When I'm looking into relationships, I like to lay out cards and keep laying out cards until I get to a person. And that kind of lets me know, is there someone coming in? When are they coming in? That kind of thing. I'm not getting anybody. Okay. That is not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. It just means there's something that you still need to work on. The central focus card is the Tower card. You kind of need to shift your foundations. Okay. You need, remember I said today's a 9-day in the beginning of the show. What can you let go of? What beliefs around relationships, previous relationships you've had, things that haven't worked out, you know, what can you let go of? Current possible relationships, possibilities that are not working out, you know, just you got to get rid of all of that, right? So that's what you need to do in order to move forward for someone to come in. And then right next to that is the Devil card. Again, that's our attachments. What are we attached to? Who are we attached to? You know, you started off just in the way you were. I can always tell just by the way they're asking the question. You know, when a client asks questions in a certain way, you can tell that their focus is on the lack. And so the universe is just giving them what they focus on. They're giving them more lack. You know, you've got to get crystal clear on what you want in order to bring that in. And, you know, most of us, I mean, I'm guilty. We often don't know exactly what we want. And we haven't taken the time to have some quiet time and sit there with a piece of paper and close our eyes and think and then write down, you know, what are the attributes of the person? What are the attributes of the relationship? You know, take the time to get a crystal clear vision of what this is that you want to attract in. The Star card shows up to say, hey, you know, there's hope. And it's eight. It's an abundance card, you know. It's interesting. This is also 17, you know, 1 plus 7, 8. There's 8 stars, 8 rays on each star. This is actually a card of abundance. And so it's traditionally the card of hope, but, you know, so why or how do we get the abundance part of it, right? So we're talking about abundance in relationships, in family, making family, having kids, the whole thing. And what the star card is referring to is just what I was talking about putting your focus on what you want and also having the feeling state of it. The gratitude, you know, gratitude is one of the feeling states that fuel manifestation, you see. So it's not just saying, hey, there's hope. Yeah, that's true. It is, but it's also telling you how to do it. You know, start a gratitude journal, write down everything you're grateful for every single day, you know, and, you know, you can find 3, 4, 5 things every single day and just write it in a journal. You don't think there's that much? Oh, yeah. Think about it. Some people don't have hot and cold running water. Do you have a refrigerator, car? Do you have a toilet? Do you have AC? I mean, There are billions of people on this planet that do not have these luxuries, right? You know, there are so many blessings to count. And getting into that gratitude space is the space you want to get into. Then switch over to focusing on what you want to bring in. You see how that fuels that, right? And then the Two of Swords shows up to say there's a decision to be made, either one you're unwilling to make or unable to make. And I feel that that might have to do with this whole thing where, yes, oh, yeah, I want this. I want there's a huge difference between wanting, oh, that would be nice. You know, I want $1 million. We all want $1 million. You know, but having a reason for it. I always tell people, you know, don't try to manifest $1 million. You should be focused in on what is that $1 million going to buy? The house on the beach, this house over here, the Maserati, the, you know, the vacations, you know, college for my kids, taking care of my elderly parents. What is it that the money is going to buy? That's where the feeling state comes in. You can't have a feeling state about an arbitrary amount of money. You know, well, some people can. There are some people out there, shall remain nameless to begin with T, that's all they think about. You know, but you actually have to make the decision that you're going to do it, that this is going to happen, that the person is going to come in, that the family is going to start, you see. It's not, you know, a lot of people want that. But wanting is not setting the intention that you will do that and have that. Anyway, so that's what I got. Hope that helped you out, Jasmine. And we spent a little bit more time, but that is because Jasmine sent in some coffee. That's right. Yay. That is right. And you can do it just like Jasmine. I popped the link in the chat earlier, just a few back there, psychic.cafe/coffee. And then let us know. And you can do it too if you're on the phone lines. You just go over to psychic.cafe/live. And get into the Facebook Live, into the chat there, and let us know that you went over and bought a cup of coffee. And we'll go to your phone call first. Otherwise, we take them in the order that they came in, starting with we're going to go to area code, let's see, 205 has been waiting the longest. Are you there, 205?
I am. I'm taking you off speakerphone. Hi. Yeah. Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you for...
You're sounding good.
How are you both doing?
Oh, it's a great, fabulous weekend. You know, it feels very cash today. I love Saturdays anyway, but I have Ellie here, which is really cool. You know, we're just hanging out. What's your name, hon? Where are you calling in from?
My name is Patricia. Hi, Ellie. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama. I think I would just like for you to pull are there any messages for me from spirit, anything significant? I do have a lot of stuff going around me.
Mm.
And so
Ellie, let me ask Ellie. Ellie, do you have a nice oracle deck for that? I bet you do.
I do have an Oracle deck. This one, I think it's called Enchanted Oracle. It's a recent one. Enchanted Forest Oracle.
Is that kind of a wider deck?
A little bit. It's this one here.
I love that.
A box that says Enchanted Forest Oracle, and this is by Britta Bauman. And they're very beautiful. I will describe it for you. Patricia, this one is a deck that has forest spirits and little entities and guides and fairies and various little forest creatures, and they have such beautiful messages. So definitely I will pull you a card from this deck here. And you just wanted what general message or what message spirit of the universe have for you. So let's go ahead and pull these cards.
We are shuffling.
Okay. Beautiful card for you here, Patricia. So the card that I got is You Are Safe, and this is the Moonflower Sprite. So it says, be grateful for closed doors, obstacles, and detours. Have faith that the divine mind will guide you past and around everything that doesn't serve you. And the image we have here is a cute little fairy. She's
got
this cute little moonflower hat and this cute little dress. She's looking to the side and holding on to like a little flower in her hand. But she looks very much at peace and very much like she knows she's protected. And she knows that, again, the message of the card, you are safe. So if there's anything right now that's kind of weighing on your mind and you're kind of, you know, contemplating like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen, what's going on, I feel like the message spirit has for you here is that things are going to go, you know, the way that they need to play out, but it's going to be for your best interest, for your highest good. So it's a very hopeful little card. And again, the fairy is so cute. And yeah.
Very lovely message. Thank
you.
Very lovely message.
Yes.
Get some, you know, Patricia, I got to get some decks like that too, Ellie. Because when we do the, you know, generals and, you know, people just want us to pull a card, the Oracle decks, different kinds of Oracle decks, depending on, you know, like there's ones that are dedicated to like, you know, romance and love and other ones that are more general. And they often have really great messages, you know. And then, but getting messages, you can still get it from the tarot, but it's not quite the same, you know. But I don't have a lot of Oracle decks. I mean, I've got the Oracle part of the Arc Animal Tarot and Oracle deck by Bernadette King sent me the whole thing. We interviewed her and everything like that. So it's got a full tarot deck, a full Oracle deck, and then you're supposed to mix them together and have a giant deck. It's really cool. Wow. And it's all the animal cards, which I love, you know. I don't think that would be good for this kind of a reading, but I just don't have a lot of oracles. Pamela sent me hers though, the Eternal Secret Oracle, which I have yet to use that. I did use it for like a card of the day once since I got it, but I haven't used it with an actual caller or a question in chat or a client. But this is what I got for you though, Patricia, is the Queen of Wands, one of my favorite cards. You know, Wands is fire and it's like following your passions kind of thing. And at her feet is this, you know, cute little black cat. And that is a symbol of independence. And it's just a message saying, you know, I don't know how to describe this exactly, but it's saying to stick with your independence in some situation that's either happening now or is going to happen. That you know, don't lose yourself in the situation or in a relationship. It doesn't have to be romantic. It can be like any kind of relationship, friends, coworkers, boss, family, children, parents. We lose ourselves, our own identity. You know, in the 80s, they used to call it codependency in relationships, but it also could just mean, I don't know, if you're doing a project or something, like you have to maintain your independence, maintain control, you know. That's kind of the message coming through. I also pulled another card and got the Ace of Swords. So there's a new thought or idea. Swords are thoughts and ideas. There's a new thought or idea coming in. And so and I feel like this is a new opportunity for you. I know what it is, but you could have a lot of success with this. There's a lot of symbols of success with the crown and the laurel and everything up here. The other aspect of this, Patricia, is it's saying to focus in on one thought or idea to chase down, to go for, rather than like if you have multiple projects, maybe you need to put some things on the back burner and focus in on one thing, it's saying. So that's the message coming through.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
I hope that helped
you
out.
Both. Yes, certainly. So thank you both for the messages and many blessings. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. And we're going to go to the next caller here is area code 330. Area code 330, are you there, caller?
Yes.
Hi, what's your name?
Leslie from Mississippi.
Hi, Leslie. What's going on?
Everything's going well right now, and we're in spring break right now at my work.
Oh, your work actually has spring break. Not Or do you work do you work at a school?
Yeah, because faculty and students have left for spring break, but staff still have to report.
Okay. And you got a question for
us? Yes, I do have a question. And I've been at my current role now for 2 years, and it will be 2 years next month. And I plan to apply for another academic advising position at a larger institution this year. But I'm going to wait another year. Is this the right path?
Okay, we'll take a look at that. All righty. Is it the right path? Okay. Ellie, I'm going to let you go first. While you're doing that, I'm going to jump over to the chat and see if I can get our next questions lined up. And I also have to check in and see, you know, if there's any more, you know, coffees being sent in. Okay.
All right. So, Leslie, I pulled two cards for you, but I want to get one more. What else do you need to know here? So the first two cards that I pulled were the Page of Cups and the Eight of Cups, which is interesting because this is a totally different deck, and I actually got those cards for a previous pull from a different deck. So there's a lot of energy going on right now. I think astrologically, we are being called. This is kind of a period of time where we're being called to, like, reevaluate what's going on in our lives and to see what is it that we truly align with, what we really want to go for. Now, with the Page of Cups, again, that's about discovery. This is messages. These are things coming through that is fresh, new energy. It's meant to, like, make us just really discover the beauty of the things that we want to go for and the things that we want to call into our lives. Again, very fresh energy. So I'm almost getting that's that sense of you kind of being in that energy of, like, I need something different. I need something that I want to pursue, and I really want to go for it. Now, what's interesting is with this Eight of Cups here, Eight of Cups is typically, again, that card of walking away from things that just don't serve us anymore. They just don't feel right anymore. So I feel like this may even be saying right now what you really want is that new position, because it's going to be something different for you. It's going to be something that you feel like will fulfill you. And that alone, I think, is a good sign. You know, just seeing these two cards, sometimes the Eight of Cups feels discouraging, but I like to tell people to think about the underlying message of it, which is we move on from things that no longer serve us into something better. The next card up from that would be the Nine of Cups, and that is the card of wishes fulfilled, so that's always a good thing. But here in the last card that I pulled for you to tell the story is the Fool card. So that's really, really good. Again, it's about taking a leap of faith. It is about discovering things kind of as you go. It's really that card of just like, you know what, I'm going to do what I feel called to do. I'm going to try it. Whether or not I believe it's going to work out, I'm going to take that chance because this is what I want, right? And the card that I pulled for you with the, like, oracle message of what's going on, kind of like what's the general energy around the situation, is the Power card. And this card, since I know you can't see here, this is a very, very beautiful image of some cloudy mountains and there are lightning strikes. So it's very evocative of that power of change, of energy. It's electric. So I think in this kind of context, all these cards, it really feels like just go for it. It's almost saying if this is something you want now, if, you know, you're willing to walk away from what right now you feel is not really serving you, there's nothing really holding you back from just going for it now. Unless, of course, that opportunity is something where, like, you can't apply until next year for whatever, you know, reasons they have, rules and regulations or whatnot. But if it's something that is available to you now, you see it now, you have the opportunity to go for it now, strike now. You've got the power. And that Fool card there is also kind of that confirmation of, like, go for it.
Awesome. Okay. let me take a look here real quick. Death card. Oh, and Ellie, you don't have to switch off the camera because I'm going to jump right into questions from the chat, and this is just going to be really quick for Leslie because you already pretty much covered it. Death card, you know, one door closes, another door opens. Yep, you're definitely going to be doing that. And the Three of Pentacles shows up, you working with other people on a project. And the Judgment card, the Cosmic Wake-Up Call. So, yeah, it looks really good. You are going to be able to, you know, do this. I'm not sure about the waiting part. It's, you know, I really didn't get any sense of the timing, but I think you might be right that waiting a year till, or at least till the next term or something is the way to go, but you'll definitely be, you know, moving into a new position, whole new things opening for you, you know, with the Death card and the Judgment card together like that. So I hope that helped you out, Leslie. Popping back over to the chat, I'm going to answer one and then I'm going to give you one, Ellie. The next person, I think, was Elisa had a question about will she be able to reconcile with her Cancer friend, FP. I pulled cards on that. SY has a question after that. Ellie, if you want to pull questions on SY's, let me see what he's asking or she's asking. Oh, this is kind of interesting, actually. SY, it's SY and then L is the person. I want to know if I'm having a spiritual awakening or something else going on. Feeling like I'm going through tar.
Yeah. Very slow moving. It's that kind of like, no matter how hard you try, it's just like a stickiness and you can't really get out of it. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's why.
Yeah. So if you could pull cards on that. And meanwhile, I got cards for Elisa. And about the reconciliation, it is not looking good. You know, I hate to be the bearer of big news. The bearer of bad news, I'm trying to say. Can't talk today. But unlike other people like to sugarcoat everything, you know, I just say what's happening. And I put down the Five of Cups, and then I put down the Five of Pentacles, you know, two of the most negative cards in the entire deck, you know, that five energy, chaos. You know, there's the crying over spilt milk card. It's like loss. The Five of Pentacles, it's, you know, feeling literally out in the cold. I mean, that's what's going on in the card. We're, you know, out in the snow here. Then the Justice card shows up, oddly enough, right? So do you really want to reconcile? Do you forget these feelings? I know you're feeling more of this feeling right now, but like there's a reason, you know, that you had an issue with your friend, you know, and Justice always shows up to say, hey, you know, things are fair and balanced, and it can also suggest approaching things that way. And with the Sword card, even though this is not like from the suit of swords, whenever a sword shows up, it's talking about that. It's talking about thoughts and ideas, you know, and she has these, you know, the Justice's terrible Swiss sword, you know, and it cuts both ways because it's a broadsword with the edge on each side. And, but it's a single sword, a single footer idea. It's focused. Okay. So, you know, you really need to think about that. So anyway, that's what I got. Not looking great for a reconciliation, but you know, with the Justice card, I still feel like there's like a little bit of hope there. If you can balance things out, remember She's got the balance there, scales. Yeah, all about balance. So maybe that's part of it. You know, I'm not entirely sure. I'm honest. But it's like the only way you could reconcile is if you balanced out, you know, what were the issues from before? What'd you get for Psy, Ellie?
All right. So interesting cards here for Psy, S-I. So what I got, what I asked, honestly, was just kind of a check-in. Like, where are you at right now with in regards to what's going on spiritually, you know, like around you, the world around you? And then where are you headed? Interestingly enough, we got some pretty juicy information for you here, S-Y. So the Oracle card that I pulled was Neon City. Now, this card speaks to just kind of being in that state of, like, being ready to move on. It's almost akin to the Eight of Cups. So I'm getting a lot of Eight of Cups energy here today, folks. This is about disillusionment with where you're at right now. And it's almost about tearing down the blinders, the things that we have just been kind of accustomed to seeing and believing in, even though deep down we kind of knew, like, this isn't right for me, this isn't what I want, or maybe, you know, this isn't the way I saw things playing out. So when we're in the Neon City, the lights are blinding is what it says on the card. It's really about just kind of deer in the headlights energy, where you're just kind of like, is this really all there is to it? What is going on? The tarot card that I pulled to accompany that and give you a little more detail is the Tower card. Now, the Tower card, usually when we see that, we kind of take a look and step back and say, oh no, great, what's going on? But remember that amid all this chaos in the Tower card is a shakeup. And it's going to give us the opportunity to rebuild. It's going to give us the opportunity to look at the rubble of the things around us that didn't work, and we're going to look at them and say, you know what? It was all an illusion. Things didn't work for a reason. And the divine energy, whatever, the awakening energy that came through and just really kind of shattered things, shattered the illusion that we see in Neon City, is giving us the opportunity to step up and say, I'm going to rebuild it. I'm going to make my reality what I want it to be. So it's really going to give you the opportunity to step into your power and say, I'm changing direction. Now, the cards that I pulled for kind of like where you're headed, you know, after all this chaotic energy and this realization that things aren't working out, is the afterlife. So it was all a dream. This card here speaks to knowing that where you're headed now is going to be a place where you can create your reality. This is, let's see some of the keywords here. I love these. Transition, transformation, and rebirth. So we're getting a lot of this energy right now. And again, I want to mention astrologically, there is a lot going on. I'm not very well versed in astrology, but just kind of from reading things online and kind of reading up and seeing what's going on, you know, with the planetary stuff in the sky. So that is all kind of out there. And then we're what, in the age of Aquarius. We are in this new kind of era of people realizing what doesn't work and saying, I'm going to change that. So start resonating a lot with that. The tarot card we got that accompanies afterlife is the Four of Swords. So it's almost calling to taking a step back and just kind of taking a look at things and saying, now that I have this kind of battle behind me, now's the time to rest. Now's the time to dream. Again, with that sleeping figure in the tomb there, it's about laying to rest what doesn't work and then just kind of dreaming up what you want to come next. Again, afterlife, it's time to really just kind of plan and envision and dream what you want to start coming up next in your life. So if you're experiencing what you feel to be like a spiritual awakening where there's a lot of stuff going wrong and there's a lot of stuff that's just kind of, you know, the world is against me kind of energy, know that it's not that it's happening to you because of any kind of divine negative energy. It's happening because it is a time for you to be shaken up and waken up for what your purpose is, for what you want to do in your life, and just really chase it and go after it. And it's kind of that little, we don't like it. It's a little kick in the pants to say, get moving. So if there's something that you're being called to like look into and you've been kind of hesitant before, this may be the opportunity you need to really move into that new energy, that new afterlife, and say, you know, I will transform myself. I will step into this new era of me.
Awesome. Okay, let's see what's going on in chat. There are a ton of people popping in. This is really crazy, Ellie. So let's see if I can see the ones that we haven't said hi to yet. I see Melissa in there. Scrolling. There is so much going on. Nature's Friend, Lionheart, Sad Girl. I think Sad Girl's been in here before, maybe. Dacia Rogers, new subscriber. Oh, thanks for subscribing. You know, I love, you know, getting more subscribers. We've been going higher and higher. We're almost up to the 500, that first level of monetization. We still have to get to 3,000 watch hours, though, but we're almost to that 500, which is kind of a magical number, you know, in YouTube land, you know, 500 and then 1,000, you know, and then it goes from there. But I often forget to even mention that. I mean, in the chat, our moderators, so like Charlotte, Dan, Michelle, everybody, you know, they let people know to subscribe. Half the time I forget to put the subscribe thing up, you know, and say, please subscribe to the channel, you know, but hey, good opportunity right there. It reminded me, right? Please subscribe. Also, please like. Also, here's another thing. We got those watch hours. Dan, one of our moderators, that's Michelle's husband. He is methodically going through all 600 of our videos and just watching them through one by one by one. And so we've been inching up there. I think we're at 1,300 out of 3,000 watch hours we need. I don't understand how we are so low having well over 600 videos right now. But my suggestion to you guys is we have all these playlists, and there's a playlist for each of the different shows, and there's ones for like reviews, workshops. We have a lot of free workshops on there and different things. Go on and look at the different things and, you know, see if there's videos like a workshop or maybe a genre of like one of the, maybe you're an angel. So you check out the Angelic View, you know, one, I don't know, but you know, go workshops is really great because you can go in and look through. And if anything catches your eye, you know, just like that video and watch it all the way through. And that really helps us with, you know, the algorithm and with watch hours and all that stuff, you know, so that's something y'all can do. And I was just talking in the green room with Ellie about, you know, did I get you on the channel, you know, as a contributor? Because you can do that now where people can contribute to the channel. So she can upload her reviews and stuff like that and then take that link and put it on the Psychic Talk. I'm sorry, the Psychic Cafe site, you know, like if she's doing a deck review and then put it in her group, for instance, all decked out. Okay, so just wanted to mention that because I saw that in there, and you know how I forget. What else is going on here? Did I miss anybody else? Lala Online is in there as well. Okay, now I'm going to scroll back and see if I missed any questions. There was an interesting question, Ellie. It wasn't a life, you know, life question, you know, what's going on in my life kind of thing. You know, it was a, oh gosh, where was that? I'm looking for it now. I did want to mention, Charlotte said, when I was talking about the mom card and she was, you know, the card of the day, one of the cards of the day. I think that was actually the Heart of the Matter card. And she said, your mom wore a crown and a veil and sat down on a throne. Well, yeah, didn't yours? Anyway, but no, there was a good question in here. Oh, Elisa, that we did the question for, said to Dan, a $5 tip line would be nice for those that can't do 10. Oh, okay. Well, you know, we could set up a donation thing where, you know, you could do that, you know, but for the readings to make it fair, you know, and all, we start at 10. And go up from there, you know. I mean, honestly, you know, if I was, you know, turning the tables, okay, you know, I would feel weird not sending in at least a $10, $15, $10 tip. You know, I mean, that's, you know, you know, so $10 is actually our low ball, to be honest with you, Lisa. I know some people can't. Don't worry about it. We do lots of free readings on here. You don't have to send in a cup of coffee. You know, if you really want to send in $5, you know, as a donation, you know, we do have a donation link that I can get for you. But as far as if you're doing it for the readings to get, you know, our little thing where you get to jump the line, you know, then yeah, that's a minimum 10, you know, if we're going to do that, you know, but if you're just being nice and you want to send in just $5, yeah, we can give you a link for that. Now, let me find that question. Oh my gosh. And I know it's going to take me a minute or two, so please bear with me, folks. Because there is so much going on in the chat here, and I'm trying to – oh, okay. Nancy had a question right there, and I know it was right before Nancy's – I hope they didn't retract it because there's a lot of retracted messages on here. But it was a really cool question about spreads and things. Oh, damn. I cannot find it. Oh, here it is. Whew. God, I had to go like back a ways here. That's the bad thing about this is that, you know, I wish we could write this stuff down and, you know, have it so we don't have to keep going through the chat. Astrid had this cool question, Ellie, and we can get your point of view on this too. I would like to know how to do a 5 or 6 card reading. And it's interesting because that's what I do on the show. Sometimes I only pull like 3 cards. But most of the time I'm doing that 5-card yes-no spread, especially if the question is yes-no. Yeah, I like it because you get more than just a yes-no. You get maybe yeses and nos. You get probables. You get strong ones. You know, and then you also have 5 cards of information, right? And she says, do you shuffle every time for each card or shuffle and draw all the cards from the same pile? That's an interesting question. Well, you know, there's this very simple answer to that, Astrid. It's like what you want to do is the answer. People shuffle and draw cards in different ways. Now, there's the old fashioned fortune telling way of doing things. So you got your deck here and you're shuffling. And, you know, you might be also, you know, doing the overhand shuffle and the rifling shuffle. You might break it up into piles and then put the piles on top of each other in different, you know, random ways and all kinds of ways to shuffle. Then there's the chaos method where you put it on. You always want to use a spread cloth so the cards stay clean and you push them out in a chaotic mess and then pull them all back together. And if you use reversals, that's, you know, perfect one for you. If you don't, then what you have to do is if you get a reversal, just turn it around. But the way I shuffle with rifling, I never get a reversal because I don't use them. So I'm shuffling here. And then there's ways, you know, the fortune telling way is you would like take the deck and go like that, you know, Vegas shuffler style, fan it out, you know, and remember in the fancy shufflers, they take the one card and they're able to go back and forth on, you know, and do all this fancy stuff. I cannot do that. I've been shuffling cards for tarot for 35 years and I cannot figure out how to shuffle any better than I do. And it's lousy. I mean, I would never make it as a Vegas shuffler, a Vegas dealer. But the thing is, you know, they lay it out, you know, and they say, pick your card, you know, and you pick your card. Well, that's one way to do it. You could have your client pick those 5 or 6 cards out of the deck. You just fan the stuff out. Now, I don't do that for a couple of reasons. One, I suck at that. Usually I'm at a little table and I don't have room to push the whole deck out and have them, you know, fan it out and have them pull cards. The other thing is 90% of the time, 98%, not 98% of the time, really, I mean, I'm on a video conference. So they can't do it anyway. You know, I'd have to get one of those down facing, you know, it's like, tell me where to stop, you know, and it takes too much time. And that's another thing. All those things take way too much time. It's bullshit. You know, so I don't do it because most of the time I'm online with people. I don't got time to do that, you know, and tell me where to stop. The most I've ever done is this. I've shuffled really good and I've gone like this. I said, tell me where to stop. And then when they said stop, I stopped there and cut the deck. And then I put this pile. Oh, shoot. I just lost all my cards. Then you.
Oh, no.
I put this pile on top of this pile. And then I start pulling off top like that. Mm-hmm. Jeez, I just lost all my cards. They went flying everywhere. Here, let me organize this here. So the real answer is to just do it the way you want to do it. But there's no special. Let me make sure I didn't. God, I got cards everywhere here. Hold on, guys. Oh, I got cards everywhere. I got things flying. I'm going to have to check under everything now, my entire, like, desk and everything, try to find all the cards. A couple other things, though, just, you know, had come to mind. One is that you could shuffle the deck and break it into five piles and pull a card off the top of each pile, five or six. You know, however many cards you're doing. That's one way of doing it. I don't know if you have any other ideas, but this is the way I would do it, and this is the way I do everything. I shuffle the deck. I cut the deck in half, like I just said. When I cut it in half, the card that's here on the bottom, which is going to go on the bottom of the deck, that's the heart of the matter card. I pull that card and put it separate from it's separate from the reading. All right, I put that on the bottom, and then I know to take the card off the bottom, heart of the matter. I take a look at that because that's an overall energy and feeling of what's going on. And then off the top of the deck, I just pull the cards off the top of the deck. 2, 3, 4, 5. To do my five card yes, no as an example. It's that simple, you know. This is another thing. Sometimes people shuffle between every question and everything going on. I tend to shuffle and shuffle and shuffle and shuffle really, 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 really good at the beginning before I sit down with the client. And I try to really shuffle really good, you know, and I do, you know, like three riflings. Then I do like three overhands. Then I cut the deck into multiple piles and put them back together. And then I do three riflings, and then I do three overhands, and I cut the deck, and I do three rifles. You see a pattern? I'm a numerologist. Nine. There's nine numbers in numerology. So I'm doing three sets of three of nine, and I'm doing that three times. Nine. And then you got a pretty randomized deck. So then I do my heart of the matter. I may do that with the client if I'm in person. I may do it before the reading if I'm doing online. Cut the deck, get the heart of the matter card, and then my deck is just sitting there. Every single question, I'm just going to pull cards off the top. They have another question, pull more cards. They have another question, pull more cards. My point is that there is no need to continuously shuffle your deck. If you set the intention that the deck is going to give you all the cards in the order that you need them for this client, set the intention ahead of time, do the super, super, super shuffling so it's really super nice and randomized, and then just lay your deck down and wait for the client, and then just take cards off the top. What does this do? It speeds everything up. You don't have to sit there and shuffle between every single question. And by the way, you're doing 2 hours of radio. You know, I try to shuffle more now because I've got this nice slippery deck, which you saw all the cards flying, you know. It shuffles really, really good. It's the best shuffling deck ever I've had in my life. It's the cheapest deck I've ever bought in my life. And it's made of PVC material and is indestructible and waterproof. Cannot beat this deck. Anyway, but since I've gotten this deck, I don't know how many months ago I got it, I have been shuffling a little between, not every single caller and question in chat, but a little bit more. But especially on radio, I used to never shuffle, Elliot. I would just shuffle a real lot while I was waiting for the show to start, And then once it started, I'm just taking off the top. Okay, this new caller, okay. Boom, 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 boom. There's the five cards for that caller. Next caller, oh, okay. Five, you know, and I'm putting the old cards on the bottom. I'm pulling off the top. That's all I'm doing. So there you go. There's some ideas for you. And the but the main takeaway is that there's no rules. There's not, oh, well, if you're doing a five-card spread, you need to shuffle this way and you need to pull cards this way. All of that is mythology. You know, there's a lot of tarot myths out there. You do not have to be given your first deck by another person and not purchase it yourself. You know, it does not have to sit under the moon for three lunar cycles with a quartz crystal on top. You know, I mean, all of this stuff is BS. It's all mythology. Now, if it makes you feel good and you believe in crystals and you want to do the crystal thing, you know, and you want to bathe it under moonlight and all that, you know, whatever, you know, if you don't want to buy your first deck, you know, ask Fred to go and buy you a deck. You know, can you go down to Barnes & Noble and grab me? You know, I mean, complications and the BS. And people overthink tarot. They overthink it. They even overthink the shuffling, you know. So what's your take on it, Ellie?
My personal take is that tarot is called a personal practice for a reason. It's personal to you. However, you find it best to connect with your deck, you know, whether you chaos shuffle like I do, or, you know, if you do a gentle fan out kind of shuffle, whatever works for you, whatever feels good and feels like you're making that connection with your cards and your intuition, that is what you should do. It's personal practice.
Awesome. That's kind of, you know, exactly what I feel, you know, about it. There was a question. I know Nancy had a question. There is another one in there. Nature's friend. Will boyfriend and I get engaged next month? And then Lionheart, will I be settled in a foreign country? Nancy, is the date and time recorded on my birth certificate correct? Oh, there's an interesting question. No one ever asks anything like that. And I don't even know if, like, does that work? Can we ask that? I guess we can ask anything. But so Nancy R. Ellie goes, hello, is the date and time recorded on my birth certificate my correct birthday? Numerology and astrology charts have never depicted my real self. Oh, well, I actually have an answer for that without even pulling cards, but we could pull cards on, you know, the yes, no of that. Before that, we're ending the live streaming. No, you know, the YouTube show is going to keep going, and anybody that's called in is okay, but it's going to end. I can't believe we went, you know, so far. I know what happened. We said it. I did it on purpose. I'm trying to not be on for 2 hours every day. So I set the timer for, instead of 120 minutes, to 90 minutes. So to everybody out there that were, you know, that's listening in live, we're going to stop live streaming in a few seconds here, but we are still live on YouTube till the end of the show. And also those of you that have called in, the show's going to keep going. So, you know, on Blog Talk, if you're dialed in, you're still going to be able to hear the show. So there you go. So we're going to get a countdown, 10 seconds in a minute here. But let's go back to these questions real quick. I missed that because we had talked about Jasmine. I can't even remember the cards I pulled and everything. But Jasmine said, do you see me meeting someone this year? To clarify, was that the one you did or the one I did, or did we both do it?
I think we both pulled cards.
Okay.
Yeah, so for Jasmine,
so I didn't get a timing card on that. Let me see what I get here. Okay. Your ship coming in, and it's a three. I'm feeling 3 weeks from that. It could be as quick as 3 days. You could meet somebody in a couple of days. But I don't know. I get this 3 week feeling from it.
Seven and chariot. I don't know, Doc. What do you think? Seven and chariot. So I feel like it's pretty fast, maybe 7 weeks.
Yeah.
7 months, 7 days, maybe somewhere down the line.
I think it, you know, when I get that, and I know a lot of readers want to look at, okay, what's the suit? that could indicate spring, or it could indicate winter or fall, depending on, you know, whether it's pentacles or cups or wands. And then a lot of people transpose the cups and the wands depending on their system. Again, like you said, it's a personal practice. I don't do that. What I do is I just look at the number and I get a gut instinct on it. And I typically go with that. But I also think that, and I often say that to me, it's often a range. And, you know, like a three, I would go 3 days, 3 weeks. Or maybe I'm getting the gut instinct. It's somewhere between 3 weeks and 3 months, that kind of thing, you know. So like with your seven, you know, that might be 7 days. I don't think it's 7 months, but, you know. And but the other thing is, when I give them the range, I also tell them that it, and how quickly it actually happens is entirely up to you. You know, it doesn't have to happen 3 weeks from now. It can happen in 3 days. It's how you set the intention, how you focus on it, how you manifest it and draw it in. That's what I think. You know, but I was getting the three, you're getting the seven. You know, it could be anywhere in there, Jasmine. But I think it's this year for sure. It could be 7 months. I don't know. But, you know, that's not what I'm feeling. I'm feeling more like 3 weeks, especially if you're, you know, obviously you're asking all these questions. You're focused on it now. Anyway, just wanted to clear that up before, what was it, Nature's Friend question? And here, I'll let you pull cards on this, and I'll pull cards on Nancy. Nature's Friends was, will boyfriend and I get engaged next month? So Ellie, go ahead and pull cards on Nature's Friends. I'm going to do this Nancy thing because I have a thought besides just pulling cards on it. Going to do that too. But Nancy was asking about the, you know, is the date and time recorded on their birth certificate correct? Now, you said numerology and astrology charts have never depicted my real self. Now, I do numerology. I don't do astrology, but I do numerology charts and reports for people all the time. And I get that a lot. I get that a lot. And I tell them it's not because your dates are wrong or your time is wrong or anything like that. The numbers in numerology, like the cards in tarot, are a spectrum of meaning. Okay. So with the numbers and the attributes of the numbers, like if it's your life path number, your attitude, your destiny number, there's a spectrum with that, meaning you could be going in alignment with it, or you could be paddling upstream, going against your nature. So it's not telling you how you're going to be, what you're going to do, things like that. It's showing you the possibilities of it. Okay. So if I tell someone your life path is six and you're a very nurturing person and you know, this is how you are, blah, blah, blah. And you say, oh, I'm nothing like that. I'm 180 degrees different from that. Yeah, that's fine. That means you're paddling upstream. You're going against the numerology. Like you're going against what is your actual nature that you're just unaware of because you've never had your numerology done before, you know? So, you know, we never get away from this, from our birth numbers and our birth name. Now we can change our name to something else. And that's what that does is change the power name number energy. And that changes the dynamic to some extent, but we never get away from our birth date. Can't change it. Never get away from our time that we were born. We don't actually, in numerology, you don't use time. You just use the date. Don't need time. So whether the time's correct or not is irrelevant. It's the date, you know. So if you're feeling that your astrology charts, your numerology charts, you know, like, oh, that's not me. What it's doing is it's showing you have these possibilities, you know, six life path. You are supposed to be the nurturer, you know, and you're supposed to help people. And family and hearth and home and all this. And if you're not, and if you're 180 degrees different from that, you are making your life so much harder. You are paddling upstream against the flow. The flow wants you to be this way and you're going the other way. Am I saying you need to? No. Am I telling you what to do? No. You know, if you're happy with your nature, but it's showing you other possibilities, you know, maybe you didn't realize that you could be a nurturing person. I don't know. I mean, there could be a lot of different things. You know, that's the only example I could think of off the top of my head. But Nancy, you know, it just, if it's not in alignment, it doesn't mean that the date's wrong or the time's wrong. It just means you're not in alignment with the energies there. Now, astrology is a little different because, you know, it's so dependent on where things were in the sky when you were born, right? You know, and there's all kinds of concepts like, well, how does that really work? You know, okay, the gravitational pull from the moon affects the tides. We're 98% water. Okay, I get that. Now, but Jupiter is way too far away to be influencing my physical body just because it's right overhead when I'm born, you know, kind of thing. And, you know, people think, well, you know, that's not really scientifically possible. But, you know, hey, there's also the spiritual realm. There is the quantum field. Maybe it does affect us through the quantum field, even though Newtonian physics, it doesn't necessarily, you know, affect us. That doesn't mean that at the quantum level it doesn't, you know, because that's a whole different set of rules. So that there's all kinds of ways that astrology could really work. Me personally, I never liked astrology. For one thing, it's too complicated. And back in my day, you had to look to a ephemeris, you know, that was this thick. You know, it's like now they have digital programs, you know, the computer programs, the apps will just do it all for you. You know, it's really easy. That's a slightly different, you know, it is really important the exact day, time, where were you on the planet? Because then you have to see exactly where all the stars were. In numerology, I can only talk from that because I'm an expert in numerology. I'm not an expert in astrology. So in numerology, it's typically not that your birth numbers are wrong. It's just that you're, you know, been bucking the system. Oh, I'll give you a good example. Some people are born with a life path, a destiny number, an attitude number that is a master number. Like I'm a six energy. That's why I was talking about six. Yeah, because it's the only thing that popped in my head. But I'm a 33-6. So master number 33, the master healer, master teacher number. So I heal people and I teach and, you know, that's, I followed that all my life and done that, you know, and healed people as a hypnotherapist, EFT practitioner, all that stuff, you know, even doing tarot with people is healing. A lot of people, they're like an 11-2. So they're master number 11, the illuminator number, or 22-4. And they're the master builder number 22, but they go against that, not knowing, most people don't know what their master number is, but they go against that. And they're going with the, whatever the final reduction is, they're more in alignment with, say, the four energy than the 22 because they don't even know they're a 22, you know, and they've just never been told that and they've never gone down that path or anything like that. So that's an example, you know, where you're not necessarily going to follow what's in your numerology chart. Pulling cards on that, you know, I'm not getting a strong yes or no on that. Oh, where did Ellie go? Oh. Maybe she, oh, you're still there. I just wanted to make sure. I was like, suddenly you weren't up on the screen. I was like, did she go away?
I thought you were pulling cards. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll make them so you can see the cards.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry. They don't have, they'll know. They'll know. No, so what I was going at with Nancy, for Nancy there was that I'm not getting a strong yes or no, okay? Getting some weird things. I'm getting the devil card, all right? What's the attachment here? I don't know how that's involved, to be honest with you. This is very interesting to me. we've got the Queen of Swords, and we've got the King of Wands. And notice, they have their backs to each other. Mom and Dad, when you were getting born, their wires crossed, you know? I don't know, just when I saw that with them, their backs together, right away I got the, well, what was going on with Mom and Dad then? And why do they have their backs to each other? And like, you know, did they screw it up? You know, maybe, you know, have you asked Mom and Dad? Hopefully they're still around where you can ask them. Very interesting. You know, did you do more research? Page of Pentacles shows up. He's focused on that pentacle. You know, have you done more research? Like, okay, you're not sure about the birth certificate? Go to the hospital where you were born, because they keep separate certificates. So that's a possibility too. Overall, I get the Temperance card. I don't think so. You know, that's my gut instinct, is that your date and time are probably correct, and it's just you're bucking the system. You know, ultimately, this is a card of balance. The first thing that popped in my head is that it doesn't matter. Honest to God, that's the first thing that popped in my mind, is like, ultimately, doesn't matter, you know? But hey, you know, check with Mom and Dad if you still can. Was there something weird going on that they had their backs to each other? Were they not talking? Was someone mad at someone, or both of them mad at each other? So somehow they screwed up the records. I don't know. And then, you know, check other records, you know, check with the hospital you were born, things like that. Ultimately, I don't think so. I really think that you're fine and that the information is correct, but it's not worth checking. I mean, it's not, there's nothing wrong with checking, is what I mean to say. Let's see. What was that other question we had?
Is it for a nature site?
Yeah, that's the one. What did you get, Ellie?
Okay, so the question is a little hard to kind of work around. It's giving power really to just leaving it up to fate. Like, are we going to get a proposal, right? Kind of wanted to bring that back to you. Wanted to let you know, right, Nature's Friend, what's something you can keep in mind, how you can kind of move forward to maybe ensure that you receive a proposal, or that a proposal is at least in the books for you, right? Since this is something you want to work toward. Now, the first card I got was the High Priestess. So, again, this is about a card of going inward. It's about checking out with yourself, with your higher self. What do you feel? Do you feel like there is a strong enough connection where you've gotten to the point in the relationship where, yes, you know what, I think we are going to get engaged, or I think this is in the books for us? Or is there something holding you back? And maybe that's why you're asking the question. Maybe you're thinking, is this the right move? Is this going to be the right time? You know, is this really the right partner? So the High Priestess, again, is kind of imploring you to take a look inside, figure out what is the priority here in either securing the proposal, or maybe it's something hesitant. I don't know. Not quite sure. Again, she is all about secrets. She's all about what is within. So it's not for me to really tell you how you are feeling. It's more like a guide for you to understand that it may be time to go within and see how you're feeling about the situation. Now, I also asked you to give me more information about if there is a proposal in the books. What do you need to know? What is coming up, you know, if the answer is yes, kind of energy. And we got the Three of Cups. So this is a really good sign. It's all about celebration. It's all about this is going good. I even feel like there's people playing on your behalf to, like, help this proposal move forward. So if there's family or friends that are, you know, kind of gently nudging your partner to say, hey, come on, it's time, you know, there may be somebody there that is actually helping, and this is going to be a really good time to celebrate, you know, if that proposal comes through. Now, if the proposal does not come through next month, as you hope, keep hoping, stay hoping if that's truly what you want, because here next we got the Death card. So the Death card is all about transformation. It's metamorphosis, really. It is about changing the way you look at you know, this proposal coming in. Again, that high priestess energy is all about evaluating, like, what is my motivation for wanting this to happen, right? You want to get married, you love this person, beautiful. So make sure that that's communicated in a way that's both gentle and opening up for a level up of the relationship. So if that proposal doesn't come through, maybe it's time for a conversation to say, hey, where are we? You know, I want to check in and see, how do you feel? Are we on the same page? Because again, when proposals come through, it most of the time should be, you know, both parties on the same page, or at least at a minimum on the same page about it being a surprise, right? So if it's something where you've discussed it, you know, in the past and they said, yeah, you know, but I want it to be a surprise, that may be something that's kind of keeping it in that limbo state. So again, just gently opening up this conversation to say, you know, hey, where are we? Just want to check in, you know. Relationship check-ins are always a great thing to kind of bring up this, you know, where are we looking towards? You know, are we we're on the same path, but are we looking in the same direction, right? Or unless there's a point in this path where maybe you're sensing things are diverging, two people wanting two different things, even though they're on the same path. You have to get on the same page and know that moving forward with the proposal is truly what you want. But again, it'd be very gentle in a very loving way to say, you know, hey, I just really want to know because these are my feelings for you. And, you know, I'm excited about the prospect of starting a life together. So really it's about, you know, harness that inner high priestess energy. What is it truly that you want and desire in this relationship, in this proposal moving forward? And just kind of get on that same page. Don't let it be a secret anymore and just really kind of get together and talk about it.
Okay. This is hilarious. I'm like so busy in the chat. The chat is going nuts. I mean, it is just going nuts. Deborah.
Okay, party.
Deborah 1111 came in. So like there's this huge delay. And so I'm looking on the chat and you're up over here and you had stopped talking. You were done. Your mouth was still going over here though, because the huge delay in it getting to YouTube and to the studio. And so you're still talking and I'm seeing your mouth moving. So I think you're still talking and I'm still trying to do the chat, not realizing you had finished. It is hilarious.
A little bit of lag time there.
Sage Girl had a question. Dacia had a question. There's a lot of questions that we missed because the chat is just going nuts. I'm sorry, people. We're doing the best we can. Deborah 111 came in. Lala Online, did you have a question? Wait a minute. I'm trying to get all this. Astrid said, I had a question about shuffling cards. Yeah, we answered that one. Oh, Astrid said that they were asking because every position has a different focus and answers a different question. Okay, so if you're doing a spread where, and okay, two things here. You know, I'm getting a little confused too. A different position in a spread will have a different meaning, but not necessarily be answering a different question. Typically, there's one question asked by the client and you're doing a spread which will have different positions that relate still to that one question. Each one is not a different question unless that's
like
what you're doing.
Building blocks, the components of the main question.
Unless that's what she's doing. Unless she means that she pulls a card for multiple, she has five questions, she's pulling five cards. I don't know if that's what she means. I don't think so. You know, but no, there's no reason to, again, shuffle to pull for each individual position individually, even though they have different meaning. That would take way too long, and there's no reason for that. There's no reason. The tarot.
Yeah, Beth had mentioned, if you're setting that intention beforehand, like you tell, well, me personally, I'll usually just kind of talk to my deck. I say, hey, look, I want to pull five cards for five different questions, and then I'm just going to take them off the top of the deck. And there you go, if you want to take them off the top of the deck. Or if you say, you know, I'm going to pull five cards for five different kind of topics, five components to the main question. Let me just get a quick shuffle in between and I'll take the top off the deck, right? Just kind of setting that intention where, you know, beforehand, the card that's going to appear is going to appear because it is meant to be there. So whichever method you choose to do it, I feel like as long as you have that intention going in prior, it'll help you really feel reassured that what you're pulling is meant to be there. So,
yeah. I mean, it's your own practice. Like, how'd you put it, Ellie, your own practice? You said something practice.
Oh, it's a personal practice because it's personal.
Personal, solitary, mostly personal. You know,
it's your personal way of doing it.
And when you're learning, and there, you know, there's no one meaning for one card. It's a spectrum of meaning, and it's ultimately whatever you think it means. You are creating your own language in your subconscious mind. Like when I pulled the Queen of Pentacles and said, that's the mom card to me. That's because early on, when I was first learning cards, it looked like my mom physically. And I got that nurturing feel of, it looked like she's holding a baby when she's holding the pentacle. And so I programmed in my subconscious, this is the mom card. For someone else, it might mean something completely different, you know? And so the cards mean what you've set them to mean in your tarot language recorded in your subconscious. And, you know, the right way to shuffle is the way that you do it. Okay, so I started writing down things because it's like missing all these questions and everything, and we got to get out of here soon. But real quickly, I had seen all these questions come in. One was Lionheart, will I be settled in a foreign country? And I pulled a card from already. This is literally the card of foreign travel. Look back there. You got the pyramids, right? Yep. So big fat yes for Lionheart. Thanks for holding on and waiting. I saw that question a long time back and finally, you know, got to pull a card on it for him. Then we had Daisha was, you know, what's coming towards me? And Sad Girl had me and Capricorn person. Will we be reconnecting? Oh, you want to do that one?
Sure.
Ellie?
So Sad Girl.
And it was me and a Capricorn. Oh, actually, if I scroll back, Capricorn W. So their name is a W. Will they be reconnecting? And I pulled cards for Daisha. What's coming towards me? Okay, so real quick, Daisha, Ten of Swords. It looks like you're in a transition space right now. One door's closing, another door's opening. The sun is dawning in the background there. This is a new, brand new day for you. And then the Ace of Cups shows up, new opportunity and victory. Okay, the Chariot card, victory card, moving forward with this. So there is something new coming in and it's looking really good. So whatever recent past that you've been dealing with, you know, that's all coming to an end. And I think it's a good thing because you got this new opportunity and you're going to be able to move forward with it. What'd you get for Sad Girl?
Okay, so for Sad Girl, the cards I pulled one for what do you need to know about the situation? And then another card for what do we need to know about the person you want to reconnect with, W, reconciliation. What do we need to know about their energy? And then a final card just to kind of get an overall, like, what is this looking like? Is it a yes? Is it a no? You know, what's the kind of general vibe. So for you, I got the Page of Wands. Now that's definitely giving me that, like, kind of want to go for it. It's a little bit of that passionate energy and really kind of this fresh new energy of discovery. And I want this to happen. You know, have that burning passion for it to happen. So if this is something that's really driving you, like you really want it to happen, this is your energy. Now the energy for W or for the other party, here we got the Seven of Cups. So this is contemplative energy, just this kind of hesitant. This is looking at things and saying, what do I really want? Kind of being overwhelmed by, what do we call it? Analysis paralysis, right? Taking a look deeply and seeing, you know, what is it that's going to make me happy? What's really going to work out for me? Now, the overall energy that I got here for the situation is the Nine of Wands. So it feels like this is a really tough lift. The way that these cards all kind of talk to each other, the energy I'm getting from all three in context, is that it may not be a favorable time for a reunion reconciliation. There may be some things that, you know, Party W needs to sort out before even getting to that point, because it looks like right now there's just been a lot that's been going on. It's been a lot of heavy lift, again, is what I keep hearing. And it's just almost to that point where it's like, oh gosh, I'm so tired. I don't want to do this anymore. So I don't know if it's either yourself, Fat Girl, or if it's the Party W, but somebody here is kind of dragging their feet and sensing that energy of kind of like, I don't know if I really want this to move forward anymore. So whatever the situation may be, there may be need for pause, or even if there's opportunity to talk about it later down the line and just say, hey, look, I understand you may have reservations, or you may not, you know, be feeling like this is the right choice at the time, but if you're open to it, you know, I'm open to it, with that Page of Wands energy, and just say, you know, when the time is right, no pressure. Again, if you really want this to move forward, or if you're feeling like, you know, maybe not, maybe somewhere down the line, that Nine of Wands will be that energy of, you know, I'm good, thanks, walking away.
Awesome. Okay, so I'll do the next one real quick. Oh, people are doing hearts. Yay. Hi, everybody. Lala Online, something about love for me in the next period. Okay, so I don't know what they mean by next period, but we'll just pull cards and see what comes up, you know. Oh, okay. Ah, the tarot answered it for me. Ellie, I love when this happens. It's so eerie. You know, it's like, okay, so I'm pulling the cards, right? You guys, when Ellie was talking there, you saw me shuffling, right? So I'm like shuffling the cards, and I go to lay them down, and I'm like, well, I don't know what she means by period. And the very first card I put down is the Moon card. So in the next month, in the next lunar cycle, in the next month, the Knight of Swords is going to come in. And he's probably an air sign, maybe a Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. I wouldn't be surprised, but doesn't have to be. Could just be somebody with that attribute. And it's looking really good. The Sun card. Now there are, I am getting I'm getting the Four of Cups. Maybe you're not 100% happy with the choices that, you know, with the people that show up and the things and everything about this person. You're not, you know. But I think you're overthinking it, you know, and with the Sun card right next to it, I think you need to fight your urges to be like excited in the beginning and then, you know, letting things become every day too quickly, you know, where it's like, then you start finding faults with the person and everything like that. I feel that's the feeling I'm getting from this, you know. And, but I think it could be really good with that Sun sign, that Sun card showing up. And so maybe stick through it, you know, a little bit longer, you know. When you start feeling like this, say to yourself, oh, that's what Dax meant. Oh, but I just love that. I love that. Oh, and, you know, when she goes, you know, can you tell me something about love in the next period? It's like, what do you mean by period? The next week, the next month, the next season, you know? And then the first card I pull is the Moon card. It's like, oh, okay. So in the next month, the next lunar cycle, I love when tarot does that. It's the universe winking at you going, see, this stuff works. Oh, gosh. Sai had said way back when you read for them, I'm a Scorpio, so that resonates with me. Just seeing if there's anything else before we get out of here, Ellie. Thanks for hanging on with me this long. You know, like I told you, I had set the timer at 90 minutes, so we wouldn't go 2 hours, and now we're 2 hours.
We just have too much fun here. I think that's what it is. We just have so much fun.
This is the other thing. I didn't expect this many people in chat. And, you know, we got a couple of calls in, and then, you know, the whole thing with the 90-minute thing happened, and I don't even know if the phone lines are working now or whatever. But, you know, it's like went back to the chat, tons of stuff. We can't even get to everything in the chat. you know, and so I think that's why that, you know, stuff happens that way.
Yeah.
Dan says,
I was going to say, hopefully we get to that point where, you know, we have that help of YouTube with that interface where you can do the super chat and then it'll actually line up the questions for us. So we don't have to go, you know, scrolling through the back. It'll pop up and it'll be in a queue. So, hey, everybody, you know, the sooner we can get to that with your help, you know, we'll be able to have a much better control of the situation. So it's just something to look forward to.
I forgot about that. And I didn't even know, because we've never had it. We've never done it, never used it. I don't know what it looks like and how it happens. You know, I've seen it on other people's channels. In fact, some people, they have so many questions that they only take the super chats because there's only time to take the super chats. And that's probably where we're going to go with this show at some point, is that it's going to be all super chats, folks, you know. So while you can get in doing the psychic.cafe/coffee and sending us a cup of coffee, while you can still do that, because it's going to be a completely different animal once we get in there. Dan says we are at 469 subscribers now, only 31 to go to 500, and then we got to get those watch hours in. Yes. And then real quickly, I was going to mention with Catherine Hahn, I talked to her finally again. She got sick again. We're waiting for her to do the pre-recorded shows for this month. And then they got spring break and they're doing things. So it'll be next month before she does live shows again. And then I wanted to mention, of course, to join me and Maria Moss tomorrow for the Angelic View. If we don't get to your question in chat or your call today, just call in tomorrow. Just pop in the chat tomorrow. And don't forget to do the coffee thing. That's right. You know, if you've been here all show, if you called in and we didn't get to your question in chat or we didn't get to your call or whatever, you know, this is the answer. Go to psychic.cafe/coffee right now. Buy us a cup of coffee. Let us know in chat, or preferably for tomorrow's show, let me know by messaging me on Psychic Cafe. Go to psychic.cafe and message me my profile, psychic.cafe/Dax, and say, hey, I bought a cup of coffee. I want to be first tomorrow. And when you call in on tomorrow's show, we'll bring you on first, no waiting. And then right after the Angelic View, and this is every Sunday, folks. Okay, so if you are a student in my course or a member of the guild, and you have questions, and you know, I promise live Q&As for my students and live Q&As and discussions for our members and so forth. This is that. This is what we're doing every Sunday. You can get your questions answered. Maybe you're stuck on something in the course, or maybe you just have a general question about tarot and numerology, or you have other questions about like the new Psychic Cafe website and all the features and how to use the features and how to set up your profile. Maybe you have questions about becoming a member of the guild. How do you start out as a tarot reader, as a psychic advisor? Maybe you don't do tarot. Maybe you're a psychic medium or clairvoyant, or maybe you're an astrologer, animal communicator. You all have a home here at the Guild and Psychic Cafe. And maybe you have questions about getting started. Maybe you have questions about certification. You know, should I get certified? What's all involved with that? How do I put my business on Psychic Cafe, get the custom URL, promote my business? How do I get on Psychic Talk as a guest co-host? How do I get interviewed? That's everything is fair game. That's what these live discussions and live Q&As every Sunday are for. It's 1 p.m. Pacific time, so LA time, 4 p.m. Eastern, so like New York City, and 9 p.m. London, UK. And all you have to do is remember psychic.cafe/Zoom. We do this live via Zoom. Everybody's invited. And you just type this URL in, psychic.cafe/Zoom on Sunday, and you can pop into the Zoom with us and hang out with, you know, me and Ellie and Michelle and Dan and Charlotte and, you know, all the people that come in. We have all these experts in different areas and not very knowledgeable people, and you can get all of our take on things too. It's really cool. Did lastly want to mention that the next Michelle's Mystic Corner will be on the 23rd, next Saturday. So a week from today, it's the second and fourth Saturdays. Awesome. Okay. Back over here to the show, and I think we're at the end of things. I don't see any more questions in here. Did you see anything that I missed? I think we got everything. We did a lot, Ellie. I'm tired now.
It was a busy day.
busy day. I'm so glad you were able to join us. If you want to pop in on, like, for instance, Michelle shows next Saturday, and then I've got a free show the Saturday after that, you know, basically every other Saturday. So if you want to pop in, also, if you want to pop in on a Sunday, typically, you know, we got for instance, this Sunday's the Angelic View, but next Sunday it'll be just a regular Psychic Talk Daily show. And typically it's been Pamela. Pamela Steele's been popping in, but that doesn't mean you can't come in too. You know, if you'd rather do a Sunday than a Saturday, or do a Saturday this week and a Sunday that week, you could do that, you know, because they do alternate that way, actually. You know, you could do a Saturday one week and a Sunday the other week. It would be cool to have Ellie, Pamela, Michelle, Charlotte, all of us on one Sunday. That would be fun, too. You know,
we should do like a party Sunday where everybody joins in.
Everybody's here. It'd be so cool. It'd be so cool. So thanks, everybody, for being here. And thanks to everybody that called in as well, because we had Blog Talk going. That's a big thing, because we have Blog Talk, you know, recording right now. If you're catching this on Blog Talk, we do have shows all week long, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And while Catherine is away, I'm also doing ones on Friday. Now, I didn't do it this Friday, but I did it the Friday before, and I'm going to most likely do it this coming Friday. So all week long, Monday through Friday, but we're not doing Blog Talk. So there's no caller line. So come into the chat and join us, you know, watch live on the live. So it is psychic.cafe/live. That'll take you right to the YouTube live every day. Thanks, everybody. And Ellie, this was great. Thanks for being here and spending so much time.
Bye, guys. Thanks, everybody, for having me.
Bye, everyone.